From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Syrian government forces backed by Hezbollah have reportedly made significant advances in an area along a main highway that links Syria's major cities. The BBC's Sebastian Usher reports the advances follow heavy Russian airstrikes on rebels, including Islamic State fighters.
The Russian Defense Ministry says that its planes have carried out more than 60 missions over Syria in the past 24 hours. It says they've hit almost exclusively IS targets. But Russian air power has been having another more immediate effect. Activists and government sources say that President Assad's troops are making gains amidst intense fighting in the provinces of Hama and Idlib. Before Russia's intervention, Idlib had all but fallen to a rebel coalition that had itself been fighting IS.
The BBC's Sebastian Usher. Turkish warplanes have struck Kurdish militants a day after the Kurdistan Workers' Party declared a ceasefire. The latest airstrikes followed deadly bombings yesterday at a peace rally in Ankara organized by opposition and pro-Kurdish groups. South Africa is planning to withdraw its membership in the International Criminal Court, according to a deputy minister. The court was set to bring up war criminals to justice, but it stumbled in Africa, where officials say it targets African criminals. NPR's Gregory Warner reports an exit by South Africa could trigger a mass exodus.
Almost all African countries recognize the ICC, but this year when accused war criminal and president of Sudan, Omar al-Bashir, popped into South Africa for a conference, South Africa failed to arrest him. And it wasn't the first time the court was ignored in Africa. Kenya refused to turn over evidence against its own president. African leaders and op-ed writers have spun the ICC as a tool by Western nations to meddle in its politics. The ICC says it simply focuses on the most serious crimes without regard to location. A mass exodus by African countries would rob the court of nearly half its supporting members. Gregory Warner, NPR News, Nairobi.
In New York City later this hour, a vigil gets underway to call for more police accountability. NPR's Joel Rose reports the demonstrators are gathering on Staten Island.
The vigil will be held in the same park where Eric Garner, an unarmed black man, died after being placed in a chokehold by police more than a year ago. It's put together by Make the Road New York, an immigrant advocacy group. The organizers are pushing for the passage of the Right to Know Act, a package of police reform legislation that is currently stalled in the New York City Council. Supporters say NYPD officers should be required by law to identify themselves after stopping, questioning, or searching a member of the public. But the head of New York's largest police union denounced the legislation as an onerous and unnecessary intrusion that will prevent officers from doing their jobs. Joel Rose, NPR News.
This is NPR. Iran says it's reached a verdict in the espionage case against Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian, but the newspaper says Tehran hasn't revealed what it is. The only detail offered by Iran's judiciary is that it's not final. Rezaian has been held in Iran for more than a year. The House of Representatives has voted to end a 40-year ban on exporting U.S. crude oil, a top priority for the oil industry. The Senate has yet to act, and President Obama says he'll veto it if it reaches his desk. Meanwhile, oil drilling in the U.S. continues to decline. As NPR's Debbie Elliott reports, weak prices mean energy companies are cutting back on oil and gas exploration.
Houston-based oil field services company Baker Hughes tracks the weekly numbers of rigs actively exploring for oil and natural gas. It reports activity is down for the sixth consecutive week. The domestic rig count has fallen to 795, down more than 1,100 rigs since last October. Drilling has been on a steady decline, both inland and offshore in the Gulf of Mexico, because of cutbacks stemming from low oil prices. The U.S. government estimates domestic crude production fell by 120,000 barrels a day in September and predicts the downward trend will continue. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Some residents of Cushing, Oklahoma, are calling for tougher rules on the state's oil and gas industry after a 4.5 magnitude earthquake yesterday. Scientists attribute an increase in quakes there to fracking. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.